No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastard Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just finished a 3-game set with the Oakland Athletics, taking 2 games out of 3. They will now wrap up the first half of their season with a 3-game set this weekend against the Kansas City Royals. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Terry Cushman and Nick Diamond. So, guys, let's get started with game one of this series. No starter listed for the Red Sox, but we have reason to believe it's probably going to be Cooper Criswell. So it'll be likely him going up against Cole Reagans for the Royals. Terry, who do you like in game one?
Well, Cole Reagans was my Cy Young pick. I don't know if it's going to happen, but he's certainly living up to the hype. As far as hitting goes, the Royals aren't, you know, one of the more robust teams. They're 17th in home runs. Average, they are, let's see, where are they? 11th, so middle of the pack there. In on base, they are, again, middle of the pack. So this isn't a team that's going to blow you away with, you know, with their bats. And currently they're actively trying to upgrade them. They were looking at Tommy Pham. So I don't know where the bar is for them in terms of upgrading them. But anyway, so it's hard to pick against Reagans. I mean, the dude is a strikeout machine. He's one of the best or most prolific strikeout guys in Major League Baseball. He's already got 134. And Criswell, assuming he is the starter, he is coming off of a pretty good start down in Worcester. But I just can't see, this Red Sox lineup putting up a ton of runs against Reagans, who is a lefty, by the way. So give me the Royals in game one.
Nick, who do you got?
So kind of piggybacking off what Terry said, the Red Sox cannot hit left-handed pitching. And I'll give you a few stats about like the swing and misses against left-handed pitching in the last few starts or last few games against left-handed starters. Garrett Crochet had 17 swings and misses. Max Fried had 21. Andrew Abbott, who is not a great pitcher, had 20 or 19 swings and misses against the Red Sox. And then JP Spears yesterday had 20, who is not a great left-handed pitcher. And Cole Reagans has the most swings and misses against any team this entire season with 26. So I think this is a terrible matchup for the Boston Red Sox, and I think they lose game one. And I honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they go if Reagans goes like seven shutout with 13 Ks. Like, I think he's going to dominate this team. You know, I don't think David Hamilton, besides Rafael Devers, there's not a left-handed player on this team that could actually hit a great left-handed pitcher like Cole Reagans.
Yeah, this is a bad matchup for the Red Sox. They do not hit left-handed pitching well, as you highlighted. Cole Reagans is one of the best in the league. You're calling up Criswell for the start, most likely, at least that's what we believe. He's been pitching really well down in AAA. Just got the International League Player of the Week award or something. So he is pitching really well down there, but that's not the part where I'm worried about. I don't think Criswell is going to be your biggest issue. It's Cole Reagans. I could see him completely blanking this offense. And, you know, again, they don't hit lefties very well. The lineup will look a little bit different because Cora will want Ref Snyder in there, and he'll probably want Abreu out of there. You know, one of your better right-handed hitters right now, Tyler O'Neill, is a mess. I mean, he was a mess in that Oakland series. So, you know, going up against a guy like Reagans, I don't think is going to really fix him either. So it's a bad matchup, pitching-wise against the Red Sox. So I'm also going to take the Royals in game one. So game two is Saturday afternoon at 4:10. Cutter Crawford going up against Seth Lugo. Terry, who do you like in game two?
Crawford has been pitching very well as of late, and this, Kansas City lineup isn't one that I would suspect would really give him a ton of fits here, but he is facing the current AL ERA leader in Seth Lugo, who, by the way, I was kind of high on. I forget how you felt about him, Jason, this offseason, but he got a 3-year deal, $45 million. I thought that was pretty good. It's coming off of a pretty good year and a healthy year, which, the elbow thing seemed to be behind him. But here he is just completely dominant with the Royals. But it's a winnable game for the Red Sox. And the Royals have the number three rotation in all Major League Baseball right now, but they have the 21st ranked bullpen. So they're probably going to be active on the relief market. The Red Sox, as of late, have been a pretty good seventh, eighth, and ninth inning team. They're starting to come back. They were terrible the first couple months of the year, but they've been pretty clutch, and I'm going to give it to them in a low-scoring game. I'm going to take the Red Sox to beat the Royals in game two. Lugo isn't overpowering. You know, there's going to be a lot of off-speed type stuff, and I mean, it could go either way, but I'll give it to the Red Sox.
Nick, who do you got in game two?
So like Terry said, Seth Lugo has been absolutely dominant, and he's a guy I would love to have had on the Red Sox this season as like a 2 or 3 or 4 guy. But like he said, their bullpen is not very great. And I know the Royals were off tonight. James McArthur, who is their closer, pitched twice yesterday in a doubleheader and got 2 saves. I would assume he's unavailable at least for tomorrow. And maybe if he pitches tomorrow, he'll be at least unavailable for Saturday. I think a weak Royals bullpen, the Red Sox will probably win game two in like a 3-2 game if Cutter Crawford can continue pitching well. So I'll take the Red Sox in game two, but I would not be surprised the Royals win and Seth Lugo just dominates us. But I'll take the Red Sox in game two.
Yeah, this one has a come-from-behind victory written all over it because Kansas City's bullpen is their weak point, and Seth Lugo typically doesn't go deep into ballgames. He's usually out by the 5th or 6th inning, you know, at the most. So we're not looking at a guy who's going to go into the 7th or 8th. So if the Red Sox can at least make him work a little bit and get him out of there early and get to that bullpen, even if Kansas City's up 2-1 at that point, assuming I think Crawford will pitch pretty well against that offense. Once you get to that bullpen, that's where the Red Sox can turn it on. And they have been a good late inning offense this year. You know, they've shown the ability to rally and really, you know, string some offense together and kind of get something going in later innings. And if, you know, if you come from behind, you do that and you get it to Kenley in the ninth, the way he's been pitching, it's, you know, it's done. So that's kind of how I see game two going. Again, it's all going to be hinged on how early can you get Lugo out of the game and get to that bullpen. They're going to have to make him work, but if they can and then get him out of there by the fifth or sixth inning, they definitely have a chance to win it. So I will take Boston in game two. So with that, we'll get to the series finale Sunday at 1:35. Brian Baio going up against Brady Singer. Terry, who do you like in game three?
I'm going to take the Royals. I mean, Baio has been hot garbage, and I know he did strike out 11. It was against Oakland, however, and if this was the Yankees, the Braves, the Dodgers, the Astros, Baio would be sent down. He would not be on the big league club until he could, you know, iron out his problems. And Brady Singer is having the best year of his career. In 101 innings, he's got an ERA of 2.93. Last season, he was terrible, a 5.52 ERA in 29 starts. So the strikeouts have ticked up a little bit. He's got an 8.5 strikeout per nine in his last three starts. He's gone 7 innings, 5 innings, and 7 1/3 inning. Only gave up one earned run in each of those starts. He doesn't usually walk a ton of people, and the strikeouts have been decent this year. He, in his last start, 7 strikeouts, albeit against the Rockies, but there's no way I can pick Brian Baio here. Especially against a Royals team that has played pretty well this year. And similar, I mean, I did pick them to win the Central, but by and large, they've exceeded a lot of people's expectations. And so that's the one thing both teams have in common. But again, I can't pick the Red Sox in a Brian Baio start. I got the Royals winning the series 2 out of 3.
Nick, what do you got?
So, surprisingly, Brian Baio leads the Red Sox in wins somehow. He has 9 wins and 5 losses. I don't know how that's possible. He has a almost 5.5 ERA. But Brady Singer is a guy I've always really liked since he was in University of Florida. I thought he'd be a top 5, top 10 pick. I think he went like 15 or 18, something like that eventually. And he's finally put it together. I think it's his age 27 season. You know, you mentioned he's not been great in his last few years, but he's a patient kind of guy. And I think the Red Sox will lose this game. I know the Red Sox have been really good. You know, like, I think they're like 14-1 or whatever, but last game going to the break, I think it'll be there and shove it against the Red Sox, and Baio's just kind of not be on his game.
So you got the Royals winning that? You were cutting out.
So I think the Royals win game three.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm taking the Royals in game three as well. It's a combination of I don't trust Brian Baio as far as I can throw him right now. His starts are brutal to watch these days. Until he can show me that he can compose himself on the mound, I'm not going to trust him in any game going forward. And Brady Singer is having a career year, and he's faced the Red Sox twice, and he's got good numbers, 2-0 with a 2.13 ERA in those two games. So I don't like the pitching matchup again. It's, you know, and it's sort of one of those weird spots too. It's the Sunday before the All-Star break. You know, they're going up against a really good pitcher. Is Cora going to rest some guys when maybe he shouldn't? I would like to think he won't, especially if they do split as we're all kind of predicting here the first two games, but you never know. You know, he's got a couple guys that are heading to the All-Star game, except for Devers, who's going to rest. And I don't know. I feel like Cora is going to do something weird with the lineup on this one, just because it's in a kind of a weird spot. So that combined with Brian Bayo on the mound, I can't do it. So I've got Kansas City winning game three, and I've got them winning the series as well. So
I'd like to add one more thing. I know Brian Bayo is pitching in a day game, and I know he's been terrible in day games throughout his entire career. So it's another day game, another Sunday day game before the All-Star break. I wouldn't be surprised if we got crushed. Like, you know, like if Salvador Perez went out there and hit a couple bombs, or it's Brian Bayo throwing as hard as he can and leaking it over the plate, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a kind of a blowout in game three.
Yep. Definitely would not surprise me at all. I mean, a guy like Bobby Witt, you know, can get on base, steal second, maybe steal third, and, you know, that would just piss Brian Bayo off so much that that's it, you know, derails him for the rest of the game. It could be that simple. So, but yeah, the day game, I haven't even thought about that. But yeah, he does suck during day games as well. So that could be a problem as well. So with that, we will wrap up this prediction show. Keep an eye out for another episode of Clown Takes coming your way this weekend. And the weekend crew will have you guys Monday morning to recap this Royals series. So everyone, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.